Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about email. Not the stuff you get in your inbox, but the stuff you're sending to other people's inbox. Now, a lot of people think that email is dying, but it's way far from the truth. As a matter of fact, it's not going anywhere, especially in the immediate future. That's because corporations still need a way to track some sense of communications, and they can't do that through text, they can't do that through phone calls, they can't do that through email. So there's a reason why it's going to be prevalent. Now, you probably have used a program like Constant Contact, MailChimp, AWeber, whatever it is, GetResponse, some of the more advanced ones. Most people are sending out just these single broadcast emails, and those are fine. Those have a purpose. But today we're going to talk about drip email campaigns. So what's a drip email campaign? Well, first and foremost, you do not need any antibiotics for a drip email campaign. No, what you really need is great content. And what I want to do today is lay out what it is that you need to do or what you need to think about if you're going to start using this. So let's start with the why. Why would you do a drip campaign versus doing just a normal broadcast email? Drip campaigns are geared towards getting small chunks of information in people's hands in a sequence. So usually there's a step, a step, a step. A lot of times when you're selling something, it would be, here's point A, here's the second reason why you might like it, here's the third reason you might like it, and the fourth one is, now I want you to take some action. So in the case of one that I'm working on, I have my perfect LinkedIn strategy, and I've created a 5-email drip campaign with that. And the purpose is, number one, to say, hey, if you're prospecting on LinkedIn, you're probably having problems because of this, and then I outline that. And then I talk about bad data and CRMs. That's the second one. The third one is about a program called Crystal, and that's where you can do immediate disk profiles on people. You probably heard about that last week. The next one is about 366, which is the program that does drip email campaigns. And then the final one is, hey, now that you've seen all this, if you'd like to set up a free consultation or demo, click here to set it up. Now, I could have a call to action in every single one of those, which I do. And the call to action is, it's to go watch a short video. It's very hard for most of us to be able to put a video right inside of an email. It can be done. There's a program called Vidyard that does do it, but it's not real cost effective. So each one of those emails says, hey, here's the problem, and there is a solution. Click here to watch the video. Now, in each one of those videos, at the end of it, there is a button that says, set up a consultation. So I'm not asking them to do too much in each email. And that's one of the key points. When you're putting together any email, I don't care whether it's a broadcast email or if it's a single drip email, you want to keep it as simple as possible. If you make them choose, they get confused. If you add too many click opportunities, they may click none. So that's one of the reasons why your standard email newsletter with 50 stories in it and a ton of text generally don't get read. A, it's overwhelming, and B, there's too much to do. So the purpose of the drip campaign is to really kind of segment what you would normally send in a long email into a sequence of things that maybe people will open because everything's sitting above the fold. It has one message, one purpose, and one call to action. So let's lay that out. How do you set up a good drip email campaign? There are 5 major steps. The first one is you have to plan out the sequence. So it's time to break out your pen and paper or a spreadsheet. Or if you use any kind of those flowchart softwares, do it there. Lay out exactly what you want people to do. What's the first email to go out? How do you draw them into the campaign? How do you educate them throughout the campaign? And then what is the final call to action? What's the last thing you want them to do? In my case, the first one is, if you're prospecting on LinkedIn, here's probably why you're not having much success. And I can almost guarantee you that most everybody who sees that is going to go, yeah, that's me, right? So now I brought them in and I showed them that. Now I can say, okay, here are the steps to solving the problem. Step one, get your data in your CRM good. Step two, understand the concept of who you're speaking to and how they like to be communicated to. Step three, put together a great email drip sequence and get that out there to explain what it is that you can do to help people. And the final step is the call to action. Set up an appointment or a phone call with me. Now, in a true drip email campaign, you can actually have action. So if somebody opens the first email, then 2 days later, it'll send the next one, and so on and so on and so on. But if that email sits unopened in their inbox, you don't want to send them a sequence that's going to stay unopened, right? So what you do is, if they open the first one, then send the drip. If they don't open it, then send them something that says, hey, thanks for your time and attention. If there's any way I can help you in the future, let me know. And you end the sequence. And so that's what a good email drip campaign does. It has an if-then factor to it. If they open this, then do this. If they don't open this, then do that. So that's what planning out the sequence is about. The next thing you should have is a goal for each step. I outlined that already. My goal in each one was to get them to click to open up and watch a video. Now, the cool thing is I'll know how many emails went out. I can actually see which ones they've opened. But I can also track, because it's on a web page, how many times that video has been viewed, how many times that page has been hit. So it gives me an opportunity to measure the effectiveness of it. The third piece of this is you have to have great headlines. This is true of anything, blogging, emails, whatever it is. You have to create a desire when somebody sees that in their inbox that it doesn't say, hey, how are you doing today? What it has to say is, I know you have a problem and I can empathize with you. And then hopefully they will say, okay, how? And click through to it. So each one of your emails has to keep building upon the last one so that they continue to open the sequence. The next thing I'm going to implore you to do is keep it short. Short and to the point emails get read. Especially if you do them in short sentences with a couple of headlines and a call to action that is compelling, to the point, and does not have to be scrolled down to. Make it super simple for them to take action on your email. The last piece of this puzzle is make it visually pleasing. So you want to make sure that you add a graphic in there or a piece of art or a visual that they can look at so they understand the point of the email, because when you do that, it creates a vision in their head of what they're about to read. So let me leave you with some final thoughts. The first one is, people bail. A lot of times they don't open it because they're overwhelmed, and that's okay. Whatever you do, don't take it personally. You know, some people are going to respond, some people won't. If they decide to unsubscribe, that's okay. The second thing is, make sure you have a final thank you message. That way they know the sequence is over and they're not going to forever get your emails. And the last piece is, track what's working, change what isn't, measure, and continue to update and improve the emails so you can constantly improve your results. If you'd like to see my email drip sequence in action, simply go to baconpodcast.com and fill out the contact form. Put in there PSS for Perfect Sales Strategy, or visit perfectsalesstrategy.com, and I'll be happy to add you to the email list from there. So I hope you check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.